This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump has fired his national security advisor, John Bolton. The president tweeted this morning, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning." He thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. Shortly after Trump's announcement, Bolton tweeted that he offered to resign last night, and President Trump said, "Let's talk about it tomorrow." John Bolton, regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense, was appointed National Security Advisor in March of 2018, replacing Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Residents of a dozen villages in disputed Kashmir say nighttime raids by Indian troops began just before the New Delhi government stripped the region of its statehood last month. The residents told the Associated Press that soldiers inflicted beatings on young men and forced them to eat dust and threatened to kidnap their sisters. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi speaking today at the UN Human Rights Council.
Human rights are being trampled with impunity by India. The people of this occupied land are suffering systematic and serial violations of their fundamental freedoms.
India Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs B.J. Singh responded.
One delegation here has given a running commentary with offensive rhetoric of false allegations and concocted charges against my country. The world is aware that this fabricated narrative comes from the epicenter of global terrorism, where ringleaders are sheltered for years. This country conducts cross-border terrorism as a form of alternate diplomacy.
This is VOA News. The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. At a Tuesday news briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named in the Russian reports did work for the Russian president's office, but not in a high-ranking position, and did not have direct contact with Putin. Peskov also said the person was fired several years ago. A UN report finds human rights violations and repression of fundamental freedoms in Nicaragua continue a year after a violent crackdown on dissent killed more than 300 protesters and injured more than 2,000. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the submission of the report to the Human Rights Council in Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet reports the number of violations against life and personal integrity has decreased since the end of February, when the government and the Civic Alliance for Justice and Democracy resumed their dialogue. Despite this, she notes the human rights crisis in Nicaragua remains acute. She speaks through an interpreter.
Free speech has been restricted through actions that range from the closing of press sources and the seizure of their equipment and property to the imprisonment of national journalists for months. There have been arbitrary arrests as well for the simple act of flying a Nicaraguan flag or singing the national anthem in public space.
Bachelet says people are unable to exercise their right to peaceful assembly and freedom of association. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 83,000 protesters have been forced into exile since the start of the crisis. A media watchdog has determined that Eritrea is the world's most censored country. Eritrea topped the list of the 10 most censored countries in a report released Tuesday by the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists. Rounding out the top three countries are North Korea and Turkmenistan. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate for the U.S. or any foreign government to interfere in the city's affairs. The embattled leader's warning was in response to a rally outside of the U.S. consulate Sunday, held by a pro-democracy demonstrators calling for passage of a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress aimed at boosting their efforts. Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA. the hits and